WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A full and permanent ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is now in effect. CBS's Deborah Patta in East Jerusalem reports.
In the final hours, Israel striking across Lebanon. And in northern Israel, sirens sounded as Hezbollah launched multiple rocket attacks. Most were intercepted.
Israel has 60 days to complete a gradual withdrawal from Lebanon. Hezbollah must move forces and weapons 20 miles back from the Israeli border. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for borders are towards the U.S. southern border and Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports Tom Homan plans to hit the ground running when he assumes his new position.
Day one, he wants things working to where the deportation plans start. He told the group here, which was DPS troopers and also state National Guards, that game on, and that day one there will be a mass deportation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott joined Homan along the border today. After a delay, President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Biden White House on preparations for Trump to take office on January 20th. With millions of Americans flying this week to holiday destinations, CBS's Chris Van Cleve with a behind-the-scenes look at how an airplane moves so many people.
Before dawn, Captain Ed Evans wakes up Southwest plane 8921. Over the next nearly 19 hours, it'll take us almost 4,000 miles from Baltimore to Denver to Long Beach, then on to Reno, Las Vegas, Sacramento, and back to Sin City.
The life and the day of an airplane can start on the West Coast and end on the East Coast or vice versa.
Do you feel some extra pressure this time of year?
We're ready to go. I think we're in great shape and we're looking forward to the holiday travel season.
For the second straight day, Drake has taken legal action against Universal Music Group, this time in Texas, over Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us. CBS's Matt Piper.
Drake's new filing alleges Universal Music Group, which is the parent company for both he and Kendrick Lamar, engaged in pay-to-play to get Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, played on the radio.
Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
Drake says since he's called a predator and certified pedophile, he could sue Universal for defamation. The new filing is in Texas, where iHeartMedia is based. Drake filed a similar suit Monday in New York. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Traffic citations issued to Miami Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill after a September altercation with police outside Hard Rock Stadium have been dismissed. The charging officers did not attend a court hearing. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a four-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they'd have put it at Saturday at night. It comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe, and anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025.
Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a few flurries in the overnight with lows dropping to near 30, light winds. On your Wednesday, a few flurries early, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Flurries Wednesday night into Thanksgiving Day, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Tuesday, happy Thanksgiving week. We're going to be taking the rest of the week off, just FYI. You'll get some really great best of programs, but I hope you have a wonderful and meaningful holiday season. We got a lot to talk about today. Is Democratic leadership missing in action as Donald Trump tightens his grip? Also, China, Canada, and Mexico hit back at Trump's announced plan to hit them all with 25% tariffs. How do we actually bring our jobs back home? What aspect of what Trump is doing actually makes some small amount of sense? And why? And how could it be done and done right? We'll talk about that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Trump's border czar is threatening a mayor with jail. Actually, he's threatening multiple mayors with jail. Really? These guys, you know, they're claiming that they're going to play hardball. We'll see. Also, many of the Southern segregation academies that opened up after the Brown versus Board of Education decision in 1954 are now getting federal funds in a direct slap in the face to the memory of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his contemporaries. And the hidden history of the American dream, the demise of the middle class and how to restore our future or rescue our future. My newest book, it just came out last month. I have not yet had an opportunity to really go through it with you. I'm going to take the entire third hour and just go through the book piece by piece. So you don't have to buy it. You can just listen. I'll share the whole book with you. So I think you're going to find it fascinating. So we've got a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my op-ed today because it's pretty brutal. And, and it's something I've been saying here on this program for a while. Last night I was up in my office writing today's article, which actually I wrote the first draft of over the last weekend. But I was, you know, cleaning it up and tightening it up and stuff. Sometimes it takes me a couple days to finish a piece. And Louise yells up and says, "Joy Reid's doing your article right now." I'm like, "Oh yeah, you know, great." You know, I am so glad that the way that I'm thinking is being echoed by others, or that I'm echoing them. Great minds think alike, right? Some of the stuff is just obvious. But my point is twofold. Number one, so much for American democracy and the concept that no man is above the law. Right? There is not one law and not one word in the U.S. Constitution that requires Merrick Garland to order Jack Smith to drop the charges against Donald Trump. Nothing. It's merely a policy written in a letter by Richard Nixon's corrupt Justice Department, whose director, Attorney General John Mitchell, went to prison for his corruption. back when Nixon was being investigated. And it was doubled down on by Bill Clinton's Justice Department, just by coincidence, when Clinton was being investigated for lying under oath about Monica Lewinsky. This policy has no force of law. It's merely policy. It was written by an agency lawyer who was never elected by anybody to anything specifically to protect Nixon and Clinton. And Merrick Garland, who Republican Senator Orrin Hatch suggested Obama should put in as his last Supreme Court justice, Merrick Garland could have easily ignored it. And you know that if the shoe was on the other foot, if you had Donald Trump as president and he was going after Joe Biden and Joe Biden had just won re-election, that Joe Biden would be in confinement right now. In 1978, in the case Butts versus Economou, the Supreme Court wrote, quote, "No man in this country is so high that he is above the law. No officer of the law may set that law at defiance with impunity. All the officers of the government, from the highest to the lowest, are creatures of the law and are bound to obey it." Except for little Donnie Criminal. Little Donnie Orange Face. That our nation's highest officer of the law, Merrick Garland, is forcing Jack Smith to allow a convicted and multiple grand jury indicted criminal to go free because he gamed the system through an election is, in my opinion, a crime itself. It's a clear violation of the principles, the foundational principle of Anglo-American justice and politics, the Magna Carta, first signed into law by King John on the plane at Runnymede in 1215. No man is above the law. As Merrick Garland and his Department of Justice obey in advance, America's in a crisis. And here's the big question. Where the hell is Democratic leadership while we're in a crisis? Are you seeing a spokesperson for the Democratic Party? Are you seeing a high-profile Democrat stepping up, standing out, and every single day going on media, national media, radio, television, talk shows, social media, to say, no, this is wrong, or here's what it should be? Instead, last night on Lawrence O'Donnell's show, I was treated to Neil Katyal saying, well, you know, letting Donald Trump go is proof that the system works. What bull? It's proof that the system is corrupted. Now, you know, Neil Katyal has some, you know, problems of his own. I get that. But here's the bottom line. Democracy doesn't die in darkness. It dies in social media and the checkbooks of billionaires. And when democracy's advocates, which today is the Democratic Party, fail to stand up and lead. I mean, right now, all the Democrats, the high-profile Democrats, they've gone quiet. Where's Joe Biden? Has he said a word? No, he pardoned a turkey yesterday. Where's Kamala Harris? Has she said a word? No, she's vacationing in Hawaii. I mean, Bernie Sanders has been out talking, although he doesn't get the kind of media coverage he deserves. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has had a few choice words, mostly about Nancy Mace. Elizabeth Warren has spoken out on a couple of TV shows. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, the guy who probably is going to be the nominee 4 years from now for president, certainly, you know, has been working on it. Haven't heard a peep. You know, over this last weekend, I try to read a book every weekend. And this weekend, it was How to Stand Up to a Dictator. It's a book by Maria Ressa. She's a Filipina journalist who lived in the United States much of her life, was educated here, went back to she was born in the Philippines, went back to the Philippines, and started Rappler, which is a now banned, maybe it's unbanned now under Bongbong, I'm not sure. But she kept getting thrown in jail, and you know, by Duterte, the guy, the elected dictator of the Philippines at the time. And she says that the war against democracy in her country was fought, quote, this is from the book, quote, on two fronts, President Rodrigo Duterte's drug war and Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. She also pointed out that one in 24 of Donald Trump's Facebook friends and likes in the 2016 campaign actually came out of the Philippines. They were being paid by American billionaires. And she talks about how the absence of the rule of law online, because Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't enforce anything close to a rule of law on Facebook. Instead, he let, you know, Russians exploit it in 2016 and turn the election over to Trump. She says, the absence of the rule in the virtual world is devastating. We live in only one reality, and the breakdown of the rule of law globally was ignited by the lack of a democratic vision for the internet. Yeah. And we're seeing the same thing here in the United States. You know, billionaire Elon Musk turned X into a massive right-wing echo chamber, allegedly spreading lies and Russian propaganda in search of in service of Trump's election. So where is everybody? I mean, during the campaign, you had the Republicans running these ads saying that Kamala Harris cared more about trans prisoners than about you. And the Harris campaign never responded. Just like when George Herbert Walker Bush ran the Willie Horton ad saying that, you know, Michael Dukakis had let a murderer out of prison and he went on to kill somebody, the Dukakis campaign never responded. What's wrong with these Democrats? Where's the leadership? For 4 years, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been absolutely kicking ass. They have done one of the best jobs of governing, of running this country in my lifetime. But they never bothered to tell anybody about it. Donald Trump ran a crap administration for 4 years. He never got his economic numbers close to where Obama's were and never even touched Biden's. And yet, every day he was out there bragging about how great his economy was. And when you look at the numbers on the people, you know, on people who voted this year, what you find is that the massive, the overwhelming percentage of people who voted for Donald Trump believed we were in a recession. 69% of all voters in America who pulled the lever for Trump believed that we were in a recession. Now, when you're in a recession, the party in power always loses. They believed the Fox News lies. They believed the Donald Trump lies. Why? Because Joe Biden wasn't out there telling them the truth. Kamala Harris wasn't out there telling them the truth for 4 long years. Yes, we had 106 days of intense campaigning by Harris and Walz, and God bless them. They did a great job given what they had. And, you know, a lot of the blame goes to Joe Biden for, you know, not allowing a primary and pissing away, you know, at least a year that could have been used for campaigning. I get all that. But where's the Democratic leadership now? Where are the Democrats who are going to stand up, step up, speak out, and take on these fascists? I'm not seeing them. I'm not hearing from them. Certainly isn't Jamie Harrison. Apparently not Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. You know, I'd love to hear more from Bernie and AOC and Liz Warren and Sheldon Whitehouse. And, you know, I mean, there's a few people who are, you know, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. But, you know, there's a few who are willing to speak out. But, hey, let's make this thing happen.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And let's do it now, because after January 20th, it may get real difficult. I'll be right.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might be a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat in it to bake a loaf of bread.
and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why Louise and I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the first four ingredients of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, they go nuts for this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Leaders must lead when the crisis is near. Not with silence, but with action bold. The fight's not won by staying cold. Trump's machine spins lies every day, while truth gets lost in the games they play. It's not the reality, but what people believe, that shapes the choices they choose to weave. Who will fight for America's future? The storm is rising, the shadows grow. Truth is slipping where the lies still flow. In the silence, we hear the
call. Where are the Democrats? I'm telling you. All right, Donald Trump says he's going to slap 25% tariffs on Mexico, China, and Canada. On day one, on January 20th or 21st, and... you know, he posted this on Truth Social yesterday, one of the first executive orders he signs, until such time as there are no more illegal immigrants and there is no more fentanyl, which, of course, ain't going to happen. Now, Mexico has responded. Canada has yet to respond. China has responded. I'll share those responses with you. But I just want to say, I have been saying on this program for 21 years, I've been writing for 40 years, that we need to reverse Reagan's abandonment of tariffs. We have tariffs in the United States. We've got over 20,000 tariffs. Most of them are minimal. Joe Biden added a bunch of tariffs to things. We have 100% tariff right now on Chinese electric cars, for example. That was Joe Biden's job. So I'm not an opponent of tariffs, and apparently neither are Democrats. But the way that Trump is doing this could produce an absolute screaming disaster. Democrats should have done this. They should have done this right. This deserves a little longer rant, so I'm going to get into it on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's your media support group for We the People. I'll be back with that rant. You know, what's going on with the tariffs? How is this going to play out? What's it going to do to you and me? And then your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I would add, one of the biggest mistakes that the Harris campaign made was to ridicule Trump's pushing tariffs. Americans want their jobs back. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea.
Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has begun.
Under the agreement, the ceasefire will last 60 days, during which Israeli troops will withdraw from Lebanon. And in return, Hezbollah will retreat all the way back north of the Litani River.
CBS's Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem. Likely incoming border czar Tom Homan met with Texas National Guard soldiers and state troopers in Eagle Pass, Texas.
We didn't know who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming, all those questions, right? No one did better than President Trump.
As millions fly to their Thanksgiving destinations, CBS's Chris Van Cleve got a behind-the-scenes look at how Southwest Airlines handles the surge.
How quickly can you turn a plane around from when it lands to it takes off again?
Typically 40, 45 minutes.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan.
Running an airline is very complex. Everything wants to stay in motion all the time.
FlightAware says there were 4,200 flight delays on Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a few flurries in the overnight with lows dropping to near 30, light winds. On your Wednesday, a few flurries early, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Flurries Wednesday night into Thanksgiving Day, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 26 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special, Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Of stuffing and gravy, time to take a sip. It's the Great Turkey Uprising. Feathers in the air, they're marching to the farmhouse with a gobble and a glare. Knives and forks are trembling, pies are in despair. The turkeys are revolting, run for your lives, beware. They stormed the coop with picket signs. No roasting us today. One turkey yelled, "We're not your feast, fine tofu, it's okay." They hijacked the farmer's tractor and drove it through there the shed.
Go. Well, the story goes on from there. I think you'll, oh my. As I said, those songs are all over at HartmanReport.com. I wanted to get back to tariffs. We were talking about tariffs a minute ago, and Donald Trump's promised 25% tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada, which represents about 60% of our total imports. As I said, I want our jobs to come home. I've been saying this ever since the Reagan Revolution. And I agree with Alexander Hamilton and George Washington and every American president up until the 1980s that tariffs are part of a comprehensive collection of tools that you use to keep American jobs here in the United States. And this is, by the way, not just a jobs issue, it's also a national security issue. We can't build a cruise missile right now without parts from China. That's crazy. But the way to do it is not to just go, 25% tariff until we get federal and illegal. That's a rhetorical flamethrower. That's burning down the barn to try to get a mouse out of the hay, right? I mean, this is just crazy. But we do need to bring our jobs home. We need to bring our products home. I have a friend who got prostate cancer, and he's convinced he got it from a drug that's made in India that was contaminated with a chemical that causes prostate cancer. Excuse me, pancreatic cancer. Now, thankfully, he survived, actually. But, I mean, you know, my dad got bladder cancer from a diabetes drug he was taking that was contaminated in India by a chemical that causes bladder cancer. It was eventually recalled after he was dead. Now, he died of the mesothelioma, but he had two cancers at once when he died. This free trade craziness that Thomas Friedman and Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush talked us into back in the 80s and 90s has just, you know, decimated so much of our country. My best friend Jerry Schneiderman, the apartment that he lived in until he died in New York, was built by the Ladies Garment Workers Union. Remember the old song, "Look for the union label." You know, it's you'd have to be a certain age to remember that song, those ads. But the ladies' garment workers union, I think they're still around, but they're a shadow of what they used to be. They used to be a major union. They used to have a huge, I mean, they basically controlled large parts of New York City. Trump is not going to handle this well. We've had 30 or 40 years of having our jobs shipped overseas. You're not going to reverse that in a week or a month. or even in one presidential term. It needs to be done gradually, steadily. It needs to be done with the consent and participation of Congress. It needs to be done in a way that businesses know is not going to be reversed 4 years from now by, you know, President Gavin Newsom or somebody. Meanwhile, Canada and Mexico and China are pushing back. I mean, China, Mexico, first of all, Claudia Sheinbaum, you know, the new progressive president of Mexico, she said, you know, we're more than willing to try to cut fentanyl to the United States. We outlawed it here. She says, to one tariff will come another, and soon until we put our common businesses at risk. And so on until... She said, we don't produce the... She's talking about there's a slaughter going on in Mexico with American-made weapons. And she said, well, we don't produce these weapons. We don't consume the synthetic drugs. Unfortunately, we have the people who are being killed by crime that is responding to the demand for drugs in your country. And, of course, the manufacturing of weapons here in the United States that are being smuggled into Mexico. Scott Bessonet is going to be our Treasury Secretary, assuming he gets confirmed. I don't think he'll have a problem. He's a right-wing billionaire, a major funder of Donald Trump's campaign. Used to work for George Soros. Openly gay guy. Seems like a decent person. Knows what he's talking about. But he says he's gung-ho for tariffs, too. 40% of total U.S. trade would be covered by these tariffs. I said 60% below before I was wrong. It's 40%. Just three countries, 40% of all our trade. And he says he's going to do it under the IEEPA, the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. Trump says that. But watch what's going on in Congress. Just last week, there was a new bill submitted in the Senate removing permanent trade relations with China. This happened during the Clinton administration, if my recollection is right, that we granted China most favored nation status. Might have been Bush, but I think it was Clinton. And this legislation has passed the House. Well, actually, there's a similar bill in the House. I'm sorry, it's now in the Senate. It was just dropped. These are Republican bills, hitting China with 100% tariffs, 50 to 100% tariffs. And the equity markets are not freaking out. The stock market is not crashing, which means that Trump is probably going to push this through, and it may well succeed. Now, Sheinbaum down in Mexico says, we're going to retaliate. And China's foreign ministry said, quote, the U.S. should not take China's goodwill for granted. And imposing tariffs of 10% on Chinese imports as a punishment for massive amount of drugs, in particular fentanyl, be sent to the United States from China. This is Trump who said that. He said, fentanyl is an issue for the U.S. This is the official Chinese position. Not our problem. And the 25% tariffs on Canada, this could be a very big deal because it'll crash Canada's economy. Three quarters of all of Canada's exports come to the United States, $600 billion a year worth. Now, Canada would likely retaliate, but still, we're going to, you know, Trump is going to cause a depression in Canada. Meanwhile, Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, you know, I'm going to hold this story for the next hour. I've been talking too long. It's almost quarter to. I want to pick up your phone calls here. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking along the same lines of several of your callers and you. To me, it seems like Democrats always approach a competition as Robert's rules. We must always be polite, be considerate, and definitely don't break any rules. Stay in your lane, wait for the starting gun to go, and then run. Right. And the Republicans, it's anything goes. If I can be halfway down the track where the gun goes off and it's still okay, hey, that works for me. Yep. And over and over and over, they've proven rules don't apply to them.
Yep.
So when election night, 9 o'clock, and they're already declaring it came about, and I thought, that's odd. It seems awfully early to just toss in the towel and say, well, we're done. See ya. And then the Democrats all disappear. It's like, really?
Yeah.
No question of, gee, can we get a recount on a couple of these states? And nothing, not a thing. It was like radio silence.
Yeah.
And to me, it feels almost like, oh, well, there must have been bribes that went out to them, too. It just seems awfully convenient.
Well, I think it's entirely possible that between the fact that, number one, Kamala Harris only had 106 days to campaign, number two, there was never a primary, there was never any discussion of the issues, number three, Joe Biden spent 3 years basically hiding in the White House without, you know, coming out and daily bragging about what he was doing like Trump did. Number four, Elon Musk buys Twitter for along with Saudi Arabia. Most people don't even realize the Saudis are the second biggest investor in Twitter, and they're just fine with the way Musk is using it as a right-wing springboard.
Yeah.
Massive propaganda campaign. Then you've got right-wing billionaires putting as much as $20 billion into this election and carpet bombing America with highly deceptive ads. In response to that, the Harris campaign never once even talked back to those ads, which is exactly the mistake Michael Dukakis made. And I'm going through a list here. These are the reasons why Kamala Harris legitimately lost the election. Sure, I'd like to see a recount in some of the states where there's some squirrely stuff. Steve Spoonamore is backing off his bullet ballot theory now. His newsletter yesterday.
It's like there's no spine.
Well, I'm not sure it's spine. I think that there's just no focus in the appropriate places. And part of the problem is that, you know, about a third of the Democratic Party is still on the take. And, you know, you've got the Jared Goldens and Josh Gottheimers of the world out there who are, you know, totally beholden to, you know, whether it's, you know, to whoever's crossing their palms with cash, whether it's big industry, whether it's AIPAC, you know, whatever it may be. And the result of that is that the Democratic Party has been neutered, basically. And I want to see the Democrats start standing up, and I want to see them do something about purging their ranks, frankly, particularly now that they have no ranks. I mean, this is what the Republicans did. They said, okay, we're out of power. We're going to get rid of the people who are holding us back, and we're just going to go full steam ahead. Democrats need to do the same. Sandra, thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything: stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus, all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. And it's the perfect gift for those on your list who have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep and treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise and grab a little holiday calm for yourself. My favorites are the CBD and THC gummies for sleep. They really work. And right now you can save up to 60% during CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Forgive me for singing. Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plate than usual, our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. I'm telling you, this stuff really works. It's just amazing. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and also can improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to help keep your gut in balance during this busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, I can get you 20% off site-wide at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrive.com and use that promo code TOM site-wide. To the streets outside. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. By the way, I really like those little musical interludes you put on. That's a great idea.
Oh, thank you. Louise is having so much fun with them, although I'm telling you, she's probably spending 6 or 7 hours a day doing these things. It's incredible. But
I really enjoy them. Well, basically, I just wanted to salute your Hartman report today about Democratic leadership being missing in action. I agree completely, and I'd like to add some emphasis to that. I personally am absolutely stunned and horrified at what's happening in our country with this juggernaut of the Trump dictatorship. I'm in my 70s. I've followed politics closely for over 50 years. I've often worked in legislative policy arena at both the federal and state level. And I've literally never seen anything like this. Mm. I mean, we're in a space that was unimaginable 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The open and obvious economic corruption, the clear violation of assumed core values like no one is above the law, the total failure of the Fourth Estate news media to do their job. And now we have the looming dictatorship to take over the federal government. And I totally agree with you. I don't see any response from the Democratic Party leadership that's commensurate with the urgency of the moment.
Yep.
And in that regard, I have four specific examples of what Biden and the Dems should be doing. First, they should be confirming every last judicial and regulatory agency nomination pending in the Senate.
I think they're working on that.
And by the way,
although Dick Durbin, I think, is still honoring blue slips, which is just another friggin' wimp. Anyhow, back to you.
Well, I just heard yesterday that Chuck Schumer cut a deal where he's going to give up on four key federal appeals court judges. I mean, that's just outrageous. We can't be doing that. But anyway, the second is they should be completing and releasing any remaining executive bench reports and judicial case summaries that are in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Finish those up and get them out publicly.
Particularly about Trump's corruption.
Absolutely. I mean, there's lots of things going on right now in the executive branch and EPA and so forth. They need to get those out. Third, they need to release or assure public accessibility to all important government data sets. There's lots of stuff in there, things like energy production and costs, environmental emissions, crime data, and so forth. Anything that might be useful in establishing a baseline of conditions before Trump takes over and censors all that stuff, they need to make sure
that's publicly available. As he did 4 years ago.
That's right.
Or 8 years ago.
And finally, they should be going through Project 2025 line by line to see what Trump MAGA will seek to do and look for specific actions that could delay and obstruct their efforts or information that could be released now to expose what they're going to be trying to do. I mean, there are lots of things that executive branch agents can do to jam up people who have bad intent when they take over. And they need to be making this a priority.
Yeah,
you know, this is an unprecedented attack on our democracy, and it needs all hands on deck to blunt this effort.
Yeah, I'm with you, Marty. I'm 100% with you. Spot on. Thank you very much. So well said. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, really quick. You said something yesterday that was kind of incorrect. Hungary was already a member of the Axis in 1938. Horthy, the fascist dictator there, had invited Hitler to the country to sign that pact.
So Hitler did not invade Hungary?
Well, I'm going to put it this way. In March of 1944, Soviet troops entered Hungary. That's when German troops came into Hungary to bail out the Hungarian troops.
I didn't know that. Thank you, Dennis, for the history lesson.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to mention a few people. Crockett, the Texas representative,
she's
stepping up to the plate.
Yep.
Chris Murphy is, I believe.
Yep.
I'd like to see Chris Murphy running for president. I would think that would be a good idea. And for Christ's sakes, I don't know when the Democratic leadership is going to learn that you can have negative ads. And I already told you. You know, the one I would have been running on those NFL games would have been the one of the cop getting squeezed. I would have had empty shelves in stores being shown in, February, March, April 2020.
Yep.
I would have had, half a million killed by Trump's covidiocy. I would have had all that stuff.
Yep.
And you know what? You're telling the truth. You're not lying because when the Republicans go negative, they're lying. And I had
more
to tell somebody
not.
That on the chat box yesterday on the Randy Rhodes show, who said, "Oh, well, we can't play. We have to play fair." No, we don't. They don't play fair.
Right.
You fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
For climate, that's why we lose.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dennis.
And it's about time that we grew a spine. Most Democratic people throughout the nation were pissed off at our own party.
Yeah.
Because they didn't fight hard enough.
I completely agree. We need Franklin Roosevelt or Lyndon Johnson again, or Bernie Sanders. Sadly, I wish Bernie was 20 years younger. But AOC is, I think, this generation's Bernie. Dennis, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can...
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, what's next for those school districts where referendums failed earlier this month? We'll talk about looming cuts to education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.